Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgReview. She is in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Dave.
Lots of numbers to shift through this morning. But when we come to the bottom line, let's begin with corn. All things considered, might we expect a bullish open today?
I think we most decidedly will, and we will see probably continue to see some bull spreading there. We may be up the 30-cent limit in a few months, maybe back months only up 15 or 20, something along that line, depending on the spreading there. But I thought one of the key take-home points, on the report on domestically on the corn was harvested acres down 1.9 million bushel, million acres, and seeing a lot of that in the Ohio and Mississippi River valleys. Still, given production at 13.2, which is a record, but USDA maintains that 158.7 bushels per acre yield as their starting point.
And it may be that the USDA didn't want to shock the trade as much as they might, because they out of the feed and residual they took 100 million, and you always scratch your head about that and wonder if that number, how that reflects on the bottom line. But if they didn't do that, you're down at 595 for ending stocks.
Yeah, there you are. And that, most people look at that residual number as kind of a fudge factor at this stage of the game, the fact that they kept ethanol use at over 5 billion bushel and exports up close to 2 billion bushel suggests that use is going to remain brisk.
You know, the number that really caught my eye, if we were talking about corn, was global ending stocks for 11-12, 111.89 million metric tons. I looked at that number four times.
Right, I did too, because last month it was 129 million metric tons. But look at the 2010, they dropped those stocks about 5 million metric tons there. So when that comes back down to the world situation, we're in an extremely tight situation. It's not just a domestic issue, it's a world issue.
Let's turn our attention to the soybeans.
Soybeans, I think, are going to continue to be followers. Certainly, we've got lower exports here. Ending stocks in the 2010 crop were at 180. 2011 crop were increased 30 million bushel to 190. I think it's going to be a follower. Certainly, these export numbers that came out on the bookings were below trade expectations, but we'll be a follower, up anywhere from 10 to 40 cents, probably seeing bull spreading there as well.
I have to imagine that the trade is not going to like that USDA removed 20 million bushels from exports.
No, I don't think so. And notice that it's not just this year's exports. You know what I mean? We're well into the next year, but I think most people are expecting to see South America come back with large soy plantings. And certainly the fact that USDA increased the 2010 Brazilian crop to 74.5 million metric tons, that's still below a lot of the private estimates at 75.
One of the shocking numbers of this report, actually, I think, is in the wheat. Most of the trade expecting the all wheat to be lower, it came up higher.
Yeah, it did end up higher, and I really have to kind of quibble on this hard red winter wheat crop up around 35 million from the previous report. We thought the soft red crop was probably increased, but that's hard red crop, I'm not so sure. But when you looked at the all winter wheat at 1.45 billion bushel, that's just well above what the trade was looking at.
I wonder if today might play out like this, with corn wanting to go higher as we suggested, but maybe the beans, maybe a little bit trying to pull the corn lower, and maybe wheat becomes the decider?
I think wheat has been the decider for the last several weeks' time. And, even though on the surface these wheat numbers look pretty friendly, I don't see a lot of bullishness as we get through. I noticed on the world production that the EU crop on wheat was not as high as what the trade had thought either.
All right, then let's turn our attention to the livestock. What are we seeing there today?
I think we'll be higher both on the cattle and the hogs, and we may be modestly higher, 10 to 30 or 40 cents higher, something like that. The thing that I'm watching there, Dave, is that the beef cutouts were down hard yesterday, showing that packer profits are starting to evaporate, and certainly they've been excellent, but they're starting to scale back. On the hog side, we're seeing sluggish pork demand, especially in the bacon for this time of year, should be really strong. But I thought that, technically speaking, both the cattle and the hogs looked really good yesterday.
Well, if it will stop raining, we'll go outside and barbecue some stuff.
I think so, and I remember, even if it's raining in central Illinois, it's not raining everywhere.
Thank you so much, Ellen. That's Ellen Dearden of AgriView, and she is in Morton, Illinois. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM, as well as 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. The time now is 9:01 Central Time.